There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. I want to thank you for visiting the website, outcastradio.net. Today was the first day I had over 1,000 hits. And all I had to do was get on my morning show and let the listener know that the 1,000th person to my website would win $1 trillion billion gazillion dollars. All right, maybe it's about the content. Maybe. Check it out, outcastradio.net. Let's talk to Fred in Santa Cruz. Hello, Fred. How are you, sir?
Don, how you doing?
Great to have you on board. We had a conversation the other day about serious health issues of which you have suffered through, but you found some solutions. What's going on in your life, Fred?
Yes, well, first, thank you for allowing me to come on your show and to have a show that covers chronic pain. It's a first. I've been trying to listen for one and have never come up with one, and let alone that, but to be a guest on a show covering chronic pain, it doesn't get much better than that. And to be on RBN Radio, it's going to be a great evening. So,
no problem. Pleasure to have you on board. So what happened? I mean, you spent, what, 12 years in bed, 130 pounds, passing out several times per month. Well,
yeah,
what the heck was going on?
Well, my journey started in November 13th of 1987 as a fireman for the city of San Jose. We had a response to a structure fire, which turned out to be a meth lab explosion. It took three lives. And as we pulled up, it was just, surround and wait for the second in units to put the fire out, but keep it from spreading until some lady broke loose from the crowd and ran right into this burning house. I mean, it was very, very involved. To make it short, I blew my back out trying to save her, and not successful, but and then later on that evening, we had a three-story Victorian going down Market Street, and we were on a rescue for kids on the second floor, and that just injured me more. It resulted in five back fusions and hardware up and down my back. So I had my first operation in 1996. My last one was in 2010. I spent the better portion of 2000 to 2010 in bed, down to 130 pounds on 27 medications, countless procedures, surgical procedures, RFLGs and epidurals and you name it. So I basically was confronting the American medical system, the pharmaceutical companies, head on, the standard of care that's offered by our medical system, and it wasn't working.
How much were you spending per month on medication?
Oh, well, it was through workman's comp, and I have a lot of experience working with workman's comp, too. I think I looked at the bill. It was around $1.5 million when we settled total. But my files are like 18 inches thick, But what got me through this got me to the point where I'm at today, which is fairly pain-free, is that I basically looked outside the box for relief. And I got to find out what our system can offer and what the shortcomings of them are. So it's been a long journey.
So what did you start to do to remedy after being in bed for really 12 years down to 130 pounds and passing out several times a month?
Yeah, well, the good part of it was is it actually got me in contact with RBN Radio because I was reading books to get away from the pain. And then when the towers dropped in 2001, I switched to nonfiction. I wanted to read why this is happening. And all that together, I finally realized that I had an opportunity that most people don't have, and that's to have the time to read history. And instead of trying to keep your nose above water and the family and make things go, you know. So, and that basically brought me here to you tonight. And it's, a lot of good things are coming out of this. What essentially got me out of this whole mix was diet. And for your listeners out there that are in chronic pain, you need to realize that you have tools that are so much better and so much greater than is what's being offered through our medical system. And this is just based on my experience. I don't want to make this a platform for getting down on our medical system because it has a lot of good things about it. But it's a profit-making system. And as such, the patients shoulder a lot of the shortcomings on it. So
what did you do to remedy the problem?
Well, my son turned to me one day back in 2012, and I was sliding back downhill again. And he asked me, he said, "Dad, have you tried juicing vegetables and fruit?" And I did. And I was out of bed within a week. And, of course, I'm a type A guy, and if one glass is good, two's got to be better. And that landed me in the hospital, basically what I was doing. Every January 1st, for 12 or so years, more than that, we would have a ritual of taking four shopping bags filled completely full with empty refill bottles. Every January 1st, we dump four bags in a dumpster. And so it was pills. I mean, I was on 27 meds. I almost died three times because of accidental increases in the dosage by the doctors. And even my dog saved my life. But
How did your dog save your life?
Well, he woke me up one morning. I was on fentanyl. And fentanyl's pretty noxious. If you can remember back when the Chechen rebels took over that movie theater down in Russia, well, they gassed him with fentanyl gas. And that was a week after I overdosed on it and nearly died. I mean, I was carted into the hospital, not breathing. So it basically shuts down the breathing system. But
that's hard to believe. You're on 27 meds. You start juicing. You're out of bed in a week.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. So, I mean, your contention is that the American Medical Association is not out for your benefit, but more for your pocket.
My conclusion is that. And what's very interesting about the opinions expressed tonight is the fact that you've asked me as a sufferer to be on. One that's been in the trenches to fight it. And, that's my conclusion. I've corrected my diet. It got me out of bed. I gained weight. And then I had some other solutions that have worked well, too. But I think I would like to emphasize, you know, that to all your sufferers out there, that there are other options out there that are very successful, and one is diet, which I would like to cover tonight.
Okay. What do you suggest the listener do as far as their diet is concerned? Just start juicing?
The reason why chronic pain is so pervasive in our society today, it has to do with our diet. And if you study our diet, you'll come to the conclusion that it's comprised of processed foods, high fructose, corn syrup, and just a lot of junk food. And we don't eat well. And what happens when you do that is it creates an acidic condition in your body. We are normally 7.35 pH. So we're alkaline, we're alkaloid. And when we eat improperly, our bodies become acidic, acidosis, and that's inflammatory. It creates inflammation, and it intensifies the existing pain. And also, when you eat this stuff, it lowers the oxygen content in your flesh as well. So you have an environment that's warm, acidic, and low in oxygen. And it's not just that it provokes pain, but it's also an environment for many diseases.
Going to end it there, Fred. The music's coming up. I appreciate your time. And do you have an email address where someone can get more details on what you've done?
Yeah, it'd be Fred at sportsphotousa.com.
Okay.
All uppercase, PH on the photo.
You got it. Fred at sportsphotousa.com. Appreciate the time. Enjoy your evening in Santa Cruz.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Email is ocdaustin@yahoo.com. And the website, 1,000 hits today. All righty then, outcastradio.net. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And if you type in criminals in the Round Rock area, you'll find my name very easily. Near the top of the hour, I was talking about the perfect woman, someone with a great credit score, diversified portfolio, willing to get into an ironclad prenup, also a blind Amish hot woman. And Dan from Santa Barbara writes in, Amish courtship. There is no Pennsylvania Dutch word for dating, but the Amish use the word when it is needed. The Amish consider romantic relationships to be private, so courtship is to be practiced secretly while parents look the other way until the couple comes and asks for permission for marriage. Dating often starts with a boy offering to take the girl home after a Sunday evening sing, which is one of those places young people socialize. When a couple is more serious, a boy can walk the girl to the house after the parents have gone to bed on a Saturday night and there is no church on Sunday. They sit in the living room where most parents require a light to be on and visit, sometimes with other couples. Are you sure about this Amish woman idea, Dan in Santa Barbara? Well, Dan, I hate to take apart your email, but let me do this. First of all, I'm 57. There's probably a good chance her parents are dead, and that's a good thing. Two, if I want a woman who's blind, and I find an Amish woman who's blind, she's not going to know where I'm taking her. That's all. I'm sorry, I just can't do news and headlines and serious radio all the time. Al Sharpton was in Ferguson yesterday, and now the new Black Panthers, new and improved. It's kind of like ISIS. You remember Al-Qaeda? Well, that was a bad brand of soap. Now they have ISIS, new and improved. And if they are in Iraq, we kill them. But if they're in Syria, we give them weapons. It's really easy to figure out, especially if you're articulate like the Reverend Al Sharpton. This is Sharpton versus the teleprompter.
But resist, we much. We must. They're all jitty about a shutdown. The Tortis in the race. Then co-author of Hubris. You two, lead singer Bono. Frank Drescher. Sigourney Weaver. Suspect Jahar Sanayev. Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. The show Rush Lombard hosts Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Is Mike Muckery yesterday Antonine Scalia, Kim Kardashian, and the Republican candidates, both Cairo and Benghazi. We rank behind La Vita. First stop, Kazakhstan, to college students in Beijing. He's getting lunch at Chipotle in Iowa. Bain is appropriate. The GOP's tax day giveaway to millionaires. Why was traffic problems email sent? The Environmental Projection Agency and what sequestration has done.
That's my favorite part. So if you're a kid out there and you're thinking about going to broadcasting school like I did and actually learn about radio and how it works, as long as you're an agitator and of color, apparently anybody can get on MSLSD. So I guess that would be reverse discrimination. Props to the Reverend Al Sharpton. The situation on the border continues to delineate, get worse, but still, you should come to the USA. We've got everything you want. Bring your kids, bring your mom, bring your dad, bring your dog. We'll chip all of you. Come to the USA.
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OATNUT. For Spanish, press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by. If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy and ship you to Mongolia till you die. And in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Yeah, forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the
USA. It will be your lucky day, cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like health care, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. No need to worry about the Constitution. We'll help you start a house of prostitution if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. I said, come to the USA. It will be your lucky day, cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. There you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by Oak Nut, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life. Yeah.
That's Ray Stevens and Come to the USA. Show this more apropos now than it's ever been. We've got it all. Come on down. Check it out. And check out the website. It's outcastradio.net. When you go there, you'll find that the podcast from the morning show, the 11 to 1 segment, has already been uploaded. Conversation included Ferguson, Bricks, comedians, and the kitchen sink. The blog, Rand Paul, actually, We Must Demilitarize the Police. And then the announcement that Outcast Radio is stalking you twice a day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. The videos include President Obama on the Ferguson police shooting, Black Panthers take over Ferguson, and John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis, calls on Obama to use martial law. That is a very bad idea. The headlines include, Highway Police take control of all police operations in Ferguson. As of right now, this headline just broke before I came on, the State Police Department is taking over all police operations in Ferguson. From the unemployment front, U.S. unemployment claims rise to a six-week high of 311,000. Protests held in 100 cities across America against the Brown killing. 14 reasons why the U.S. economy bubble of false prosperity may be about to burst. Also, the police chief rips Obama for Ferguson remarks. Other headlines making the news at OutcastRadio.net include Pentagon weaponry in St. Louis County. Robin Williams had early stages of Parkinson's disease, according to his wife. And immigrant children swarm Atlantic Area School Registration Center. You'll find all those headlines and the videos and the podcast all at OutcastRadio.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. The book is called Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, and it is groundbreaking in that minerals are the cure. And I believe Dr. Wallach couldn't make it, so we have Tommy James. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? Your name is Tommy James, correct?
Well, Thomas James.
Thomas James. No problem. You've got it, Thomas. So you're filling in for Dr. Wallach.
Sure, that'll be fine.
Okay, well, we're on the air right now.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question about epigenetics because it breaks the mold as far as what we believe is the cause of most illnesses, and the contention and the proof is in epigenetics that it is, in fact, minerals. Can you expound on that?
Well, of course it's minerals. Our bodies are screaming for them. We're starving ourselves to death worldwide. And, of course, it's done by the big corporations also. But if you look at the food supply and look at the ingredients, we're getting chemicals more than any kind of vitamin mineral. Try to find potassium in a food that's labeled and packaged today. You're not going to. It's just unbelievable what they've done over a period of 70 years. They've taken all the vitamins, minerals, nutrients, phytonutrients, enzymes, amino acids out of everything. unless you really search the market for your high-quality superfoods like we sell. And I have to tell you that people need to be aware of this, because eventually they're going to probably shorten their lifespan by 20 or 30 years.
The common school of thought is medicine is the cure, vitamins, but it's all about minerals. And are there 16 essential minerals that you talk about in epigenetics?
Well, basically, well, I'm actually not.
Well, I know Dr. Wallach is. Yeah, Dr. Wallach is the author of the book. But go ahead.
Yeah, actually, what I do is I take a different approach. Of course, we all need vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, of course, and we've got to get them from superfoods. That's what we do at hempusa.org. That's what we do. The thing is, people need to know before they can absorb these nutrients that they're missing, they need to detoxify their body. They have to clean the inside and outside of the cell so they can absorb nutrients again. What's happening, people aren't detoxifying first, and they're not getting the actual reaction they're supposed to get. You know, they're supposed to feel that energizing feeling waking up in the morning, wanting to take on the world. They're supposed to feel no pain in their body. You know, they're supposed to feel muscle growth, and they're supposed to see a difference in their skin, their hair, and their nails. And you're going to do that by first detoxification, which doctors and hospitals and books don't really tell you to do.
What's the best way to get a hold of your product? I know you do advertise with RBN. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, you could call the 888 number, 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367, or just go to hempusa.org. We've been advertising with you guys for many, many years. We just came back. We took a little break. And we've really grown the company. We ship to 180 countries. We sell specific high-dense nutrient superfoods. And we really get people into the program of a simple detoxification that we have been proudly selling for over 10 years called Microplant Powder. And it's changed thousands of people's lives. Honestly, we've been getting them out of the hospital, off of pharmaceuticals, and helping them to become their own doctor. Honestly,
and probably, you know, the biggest misconception, this doesn't contain any THC. It is hemp. There's a difference. Explain the difference.
Well, we have a hemp line. Yeah, we started with the hemp powder, seeds, and oil, which is from the hemp plant. Yeah, the hemp is totally different than marijuana. Marijuana is a totally different plant. It grows differently. It has branches on it. It takes up more space. Where if you look at the hemp plant, which is grown for food, clothing, and shelter worldwide for the last 7,000 years, you take that and it grows between 90 and 120 days to be a full plant. It could literally wipe out all of the petrochemical industry with cost. And this is what the petrochemical industry is scared of. A plant that can feed the world, stop starvation, and give people a roof over their head for one-tenth of the price.
It's amazing, the
yes,
media, the censorship in the media, that, I mean, and it just demonizes your product. And it's astounding to me that this is so simple and so inexpensive. And
yes,
yet
and here's what they did. Don, I got to tell you this. They misclassified it 70, 80 years ago on purpose to classify it and actually package it as the marijuana hemp plant. It's a nomenclature issue here. It's wordplay. And then, of course, they had all the little movies and little propaganda videos. You remember all those back in the 50s and the 60s?
Oh, you mean Reefer Madness.
Yeah, and all that. And it has nothing to do with the hemp food plant. Hemp has been in porridge for over 100 years. I mean, you know, we've been eating, so we've been feeding our kids 100 years ago. It was porridge. They were strong, they were smart, they were healthy, and they had the strongest immune system they ever had. Anyone who eats our hemp product will see a difference in their life in a very, very short period of time. And I'll tell you what, we just packaged 5,000 pounds of it. We just packaged 5,000 pounds of microplant powder, and that'll be gone very quickly. I think we're the best kept secret. I think people need to know they only need a couple of products to be healthy. And it's from a food plant that'll blow their mind.
And you guys ship worldwide, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have a beautiful shipping system. We have a wonderful referral program now that we offered, which is an automated affiliate program, and people are getting free orders. So we really love taking care of our customers, and we love selling products that we ourselves only eat. We don't sell things that we won't eat. And all of our people that answer the phones eat our products, and they'll tell you about them and how they've changed their life. And you can look at our reviews online, Amazon. Our products are on Amazon now, and Google's been reviewing our microplant powders astoundingly.
And if you're new to hempusa.org, you can take advantage. What is it, a new customer promotion, which takes $10 off your total cart before shipping?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we give 10% off, $10 off, and we also give a free book if they put it in their cart. They have to remember to put it in. A lot of people don't. But we give out a few thousand books a year, and we like to help people on a spiritual level also, Don.
Sounds great, Thomas. Give us the phone number and all the contact information.
Yeah, the phone number is 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. Or they can just place an order on hempusa.org, or just go to the site and listen to all of our interviews. They can learn about the difference between hemp and marijuana. We have a specific one-hour interview right on the front page. They can just click on it. It'll load in 2 seconds, and they can listen to an hour interview with Mike Dubiel up in a Chicago radio station I did last month.
Thomas, I appreciate the time, and I wish you the very best. Have a
all
great
right.
day, my friend.
Yes, thank you.
You're going to get back to the situation in Ferguson. Here's the latest. John Lewis, congressman, calls for Obama to use martial law. Here's what he said.
Georgia Congressman John Lewis joins me now from Atlanta. Congressman, thank you very much. We are seeing scenes in Ferguson, Missouri that I haven't seen in 50 years. Tell me your reaction to the way the police there have handled the situation and the local officials.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It is very sad and unbelievable. It's unreal to see what the police is doing there. First of all, Ferguson, Missouri is part of the United States of America. People have a right to protest. They have a right to dissent. They have a right to march in an orderly, peaceful, nonviolent fashion. And the press has a right to cover it. Ferguson, Missouri is not the Congo. It is not China. It is not Russia. We can do better. And it take me back to the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. And to have a city that is majority African-American and only 3 African-American on the police force, or to have local police officers referring to the protesters as animals, or to have people dressed in military garment and pointing rifles directly at the protesters, that is only going to excite people. So my own feeling is, right now, is that President Obama should use the authority of his office to declare martial law, federalize the Missouri National Guard to protect people as they protest. And people should come together, reasonable elected officials, community leaders, and address what is happening there. If we fail to act, the fires of frustration and discontent will continue to burn, not only in federal Missouri, but all across America.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. Corporation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com now.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Dan, I ever tell you about the time I met Ted Nugent? I was working at a rock station, and we did a promotion to talk about him coming to town, and got backstage passes, and I was real excited about it. And, you know, the public perception is so different than the private perception, because when you think of Ted Nugent, you think of a guy with a guitar, shooting buffalo, and occasionally putting in his foot in his mouth when it comes to politics. But, you know, you think of the wild man. When I was 18 years old, and this was back in 1975, damn, I feel old. I remember getting a stereo, a cassette. Now, I had a cassette. Do you know what a cassette tape is? It's a tape. Do you know what tape is? Anyway, I had a cassette player, and the first cassette I ever got was Ted Nugent. Is the one that had Cat Scratch Fever on it. And so here it is, fast forward a few years, many years, I'm finally meeting Ted Nugent. So they escort us backstage, and we do a photo op, and I walk up to him, and I go, hello. And he goes, hello. And that was it. I mean, we really didn't say much, and he's incredibly mellow. But when he gets on the stage, it's a whole other Ted Nugent. And most people that are really outgoing, outrageous performers in private are very quiet. And Robin Williams was that kind of guy. He was very introspective and very quiet, and he liked his privacy. I'm kind of the same way, really. I mean, when I'm on the radio, my personality is a little bit different. I remember there was this woman that used to come in once a week for an interview. She was a local feature I had at a station I worked at. And one time after she was on the air, and we'd gotten to know each other for a couple of years, she said to me, "Man, you're so much different off air than you are on air." And I said, "Well, the reason is that's showtime, man. The mic is on. You got to perform. It is entertainment." You know, and that's part of the problem I have with a lot of talk radio in general. I think many talk show hosts lose sight of the fact that, you know, first and foremost, it has to be entertaining. I mean, it's all about content. That's a given. And here at Republic Broadcasting Network, probably more than any place I've ever worked, people want to hear content. But I just can't come on and give you content. I'm not Walter Cronkite. I'll tell you what's going on, but there's got to be some entertainment mixed in there because radio is entertainment. It has to be entertaining or people are not going to listen. Right? Ferguson remains tense after riots and protests. Here's the latest from RT.
Let's go. A town mortified, angered, and in search for answers. Ferguson, in the suburbs of St. Louis, Missouri, a predominantly black community, sees residents spilling out onto the streets following the death of Michael Brown, an unarmed 18-year-old who was shot multiple times by a local police officer on Saturday. Riots, looting, and vandalism ensue. One store is torched and burned down.
We've been dealing with injustice for so long. When you got a lot of harassment down here by the cops, you know what I'm saying? Not just Ferguson. We can go on and on and on.
Amidst the mayhem, police and riot gear used tear gas for two nights in a row.
We can see riot police in full gear approaching towards protesters, and somebody just threw a bottle against a car. Look, they just fired tear gas. We were being tear gassed, and it got to the point to where they were shooting them into the complex, and we were in the street. So why are you shooting them into the complex? There's kids.
Shots were fired at police helicopters, prompting the Federal Aviation Administration to close airspace over Ferguson on Tuesday. After 4 days of chaos midweek, you can still feel the tension in the air. Police remain on high alert while the community demands justice.
That's the only reason we're out here, is for peace, for justice. Like, there's no reason that a young man should have been murdered in cold blood.
Details of how and why Michael Brown was killed remain unclear, as accounts of what happened differ. According to police, an altercation for a police gun took place between Brown and the officer who killed him. In the service for 6 years, his race and name are being kept under wraps in fear for his life. But witness accounts differ from the official version.
Locals have been saying that they have seen Michael Brown run away from the police car with his hands up in the air, showing that he was unarmed. And despite this, he was still shot multiple times and died.
For a community that has long lost trust in law enforcement, the tragic death of a teen about to start college was the breaking point.
This baby has been taken down and destroyed. Who's going to be next? Which child is going to be next? We just had Trayvon and Jordan Davis and other black children all around the world. This is a systematic racist problem. This is apartheid in America. Let's call it what it is.
Local and federal investigations are currently ongoing, but few here have trust in real accountability.
Lord, you just come on in red line.
While Michael's life can't be brought back, people here say justice and a sweep of the system would bring back some relief to these streets.
It's racist. We need to get out here. We need to hold sign up. Yes. We need to vote the mayor and the chief and get the hell up out of here. Because they're destroying our mind. They're destroying us.
Few locals approve of the looting and violence that have taken place here, but they say desperate times call for desperate measures. Anastasia Churkin, RT, Ferguson, Missouri.
This is our RT. That was Outkast Radio. I am OCD. If you want to check out my email, it is OCDAustin@yahoo.com. And the website is outcastradio.net. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Yes, we will head over there. Let's go to the headlines that are making news here at outcastradio.net. My podcast from the 11 to 1 p.m. hour is up and running. We had a bit of a controversy concerning a video. If you check out the podcast, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Rand Paul, "We Must Demilitarize the Police," is under the blog, and the Outcast announcement, "Stalking You Twice Per Day 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, of course, the president had his two cents, too, on the Ferguson situation.
I want to address something that's been in the news over the last couple of days, and that's the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. I know that many Americans have been deeply disturbed by the images we've seen in the heartland of our country as police have clashed with people protesting. Today, I'd like us all to take a step back and think about how we're going to be moving forward. This morning, I received a thorough update on the situation from Attorney General Eric Holder, who's been following it and been in communication with his team. I've already tasked the Department of Justice and the FBI to independently investigate the death of Michael Brown, along with local officials on the ground. The Department of Justice is also consulting with local authorities about ways that they can maintain public safety without restricting the right of peaceful protest and while avoiding unnecessary escalation. I made clear to the Attorney General that we should do what is necessary to help determine exactly what happened and to see that justice is done. I also just spoke with Governor Jay Nixon of Missouri. I expressed my concern over the violent turn that events have taken on the ground and underscored that now's the time for all of us to reflect on what's happened and to find a way to come together going forward. He is going to be traveling to Ferguson. He is a good man and a fine governor, and I'm confident that working together, he's going to be able to communicate his desire to make sure that justice is done and his desire to make sure that public safety is maintained in an appropriate way. Of course, it's important to remember how this started. We lost a young man, Michael Brown, in heartbreaking and tragic circumstances. He was 18 years old. His family will never hold Michael in their arms again. And when something like this happens, the local authorities, including the police, have a responsibility to be open and transparent about how they are investigating that death and how they are protecting the people in their communities. There is never an excuse for violence against police or for those who would use this tragedy as a cover for vandalism or looting. There's also no excuse for police to use excessive force against peaceful protests or to throw protesters in jail for lawfully exercising their First Amendment rights. And here in the United States of America, police should not be bullying or arresting journalists who are just trying to do their jobs and report to the American people on what they see on the ground. Put simply, we all need to hold ourselves to a high standard, particularly those of us in positions of authority. I know that emotions are raw right now in Ferguson, and there are certainly passionate differences about what has happened. There are going to be different accounts of how this tragedy occurred. There are going to be differences in terms of what needs to happen going forward. That's part of our democracy. But let's remember that we're all part of one American family. We are united in common values, and that includes belief in equality under the law.
Be sure to check out the website. It's outcastradio.net.